The mechanism here is actually all about extraction. Saponins have these amphiphilic properties, meaning they act as biological surfactants in the gut.
Like an efficiency engine for digestion.
Exactly like that. They emulsify fats and increase the permeability of the intestinal lining. So this allows the shrimp to extract and absorb nutrients from a suboptimal feed matrix much more efficiently.
A whole new era of communication in the global aquaculture industry is coming. Now you have the brightest minds in aquaculture right in your pocket. And what's best, you can listen to all of them while driving to a farm, traveling, or running errands. It's never been this good, and it's never been this simple. Welcome to the Aquaculture Podcast Show, the first AI-based podcast in aquaculture, where you'll find cutting-edge insights in everything that's working in aquaculture, nutrition, health, and production. Inspired by the 2024 article titled Optimizing Shrimp Nutrition and Health, Ginseng Saponins as Functional Additives in Low-Fish Meal Diets on Lidopinius vanami by Lin Saihan et al.
You are looking at your feed ledger, right? You are trying to slash production costs. Cutting fish meal down from 21% to 11%, I mean, it looks great on paper.
Oh, absolutely. But out on the water, it is a completely different story.
Exactly. The ledger balances, but your shrimp growth, their immunocompetence, it just completely tanks.
Yeah, it is the classic production bottleneck. You know, we are constantly forced to choose between the high cost of those premium marine proteins and getting the vitality we actually need for commercial scale yields.
Well, that is exactly why we're doing this deep dive today. We're looking at this fascinating study by Lin and colleagues called Optimizing Shrimp and Nutrition and Health. Ginseng saponins as functional additives in low fish meal diets on Lidopinius vanami.
It is a really great paper.
It really is.
Wisenetics turns podcast airtime into brand authority. We don't sell ads, we elevate voices. If you're ready to boost your authority in the industry, access wisenetics.com and speak with a brand authority specialist. Let's transform expertise into influence, starting now.
The mission here is to figure out how adding, you know, a specific botanical extract bridges that critical nutritional gap. How do we maintain health and output without relying on heavy fish meal inclusion?
Right. And to see why this matters, we really have to look at the baseline. Dropping to an 11% fish meal diet, I mean, it predictably crushed weight gain and specific growth rates during their trial.
Which is what everyone expects, right?
Exactly. But here's the crazy part. When Lin and colleagues added exactly 0.3% ginseng saponins to that exact same low fish meal feed, those growth metrics totally rebounded.
Yeah, really? Just 0.3%?
Just 0.3%. They hit levels virtually indistinguishable from the high fish meal control group.
Okay, so if we are forcing an underpowered diet to basically perform like a premium one,
yeah,
I have to wonder, like, what is actually happening to the animal?
That is the big question.
Right, because are we just packing on water weight? Or, I don't know, fundamentally altering the lipid profile of the shrimp just to pad those numbers?
You would think so, but no. The whole body composition, so moisture, crude protein, lipid content, it all stays completely identical.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. The mechanism here is actually all about extraction. Saponins have these amphiphilic properties, meaning they act as biological surfactants in the gut.
Like an efficiency engine for digestion.
Exactly like that. They emulsify fats and increase the permeability of the intestinal lining. So this allows the shrimp to extract and absorb nutrients from a suboptimal feed matrix much more efficiently.
So rather than artificially modifying the animal's flesh, it just uses what it has better.
Right, which is a massive win for large-scale production.
Yeah, you maintain premium harvest quality, but at a significantly lower input cost.
Mm.
But, you know, rapid nutrient absorption does not mean much if the shrimp are too frail to survive until harvest.
Oh, 100%. Survival is everything.
Right. So what is happening inside the organs to keep them resilient? Like, let's look at the hepatopancreas, since that is basically the absolute engine room for digestion and immune response in crustaceans.
Well, if the hepatopancreas fails, the whole system collapses. Lin and colleagues did extensive tissue examinations and found that the 0.3% saponin inclusion radically improved the organ's structural compactness.
And duct regularity too, right?
Yes, exactly. It achieves this by heavily upregulating the expression of key antioxidant genes.
So I see the enzymes listed in the data, like superoxide dismutase and glutathione peroxidase.
Right, those are crucial.
But instead of just treating those as, you know, academic buzzwords, what are they actually doing mechanically inside that organ?
Think of them as a highly aggressive chemical cleanup crew.
Okay, a cleanup crew.
Yeah, because when a shrimp processes a low-quality diet, it generates toxic free radicals, which creates heavy oxidative stress.
Right.
These enzymes basically act like a sponge. They actively neutralize those radical oxygen molecules before they can degrade the cellular walls of the hepatopancreas.
So the saponins are just keeping this baseline defense mechanism running at peak capacity.
Exactly. They act as potent immunomodulators.
Which sets up the ultimate proving ground, I think. Because a resilient hepatopancreas is your primary shield against, well, the most notorious hazard in high-density production.
Ammonia-nitrogen spikes.
Exactly. Ammonia-nitrogen stress. So how did they test that?
Well, the researchers ran a severe ammonia-nitrogen stress test. And the shrimp fed the 0.3% saponin diet. They survived at rates matching the premium high fish meal group.
That is wild. Yeah. How does a plant extract do that in toxic water?
The underlying mechanism relies on the saponins triggering specific genes that regulate apoptosis, or, you know, programmed cell death.
Okay, I am trying to visualize that. Is it essentially like a biological containment protocol?
What do you mean?
Like basically instructing the damaged cells in the organ to dismantle themselves safely just so the toxicity does not spread to the healthy tissue. Like a software update for the immune system.
That is a great way to put it. That is the precise function of upregulated apoptosis in this context.
Oh, just cleans house.
Right. Instead of letting the ammonia exposure cause chaotic inflammatory cell rupture, which obviously damages surrounding tissue, the organism cleanly removes the compromised cells.
Wow, so it is compartmentalized defense strategy.
Exactly. It isolates the damage, keeps the broader organ functional, and ensures the organism survives those toxic water conditions.
So bringing this all into focus, incorporating exactly 0.3% ginseng saponins proves to be this highly effective pro-agriculture tool for large-scale operations.
It really does. It maximizes the biological efficiency of low fish meal diets perfectly.
Right, bridging the gap between aggressive cost-cutting and maintaining top-tier animal vitality.
I mean, it fundamentally rewrites the rules on how far we can push feed formulations when we optimize gut function and cellular defense simultaneously.
Absolutely. Which leaves us with a pretty compelling question for you out there in the broader industry.
Definitely something to think about.
Right. If this specific functional additive can compartmentalize organ damage and maintain yield so effectively under severe ammonia-nitrogen stress, what other high-density commercial aquaculture species could see a radical shift in survivability by leveraging this exact mechanism?
That is the million-dollar question.
It really is. Definitely something to consider as you plan your next production cycle.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow the Aquaculture Podcast Show on your favorite platform. And don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook to stay updated on the latest episodes and industry insights. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.